Achos chapter 12, Mishnah 4, Misnadav Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron. If a person says they're going to donate a Mincha offering of 60 Isaron. Now, Isaron, we said before, there's many different opinions, but let's just take opinion of 2 liters. That would be 120 liters. That's the amount of flour that this would be in this Mincha. Maybe Bekli Echad. He could bring that in one vessel. 120 liters of flour could be brought in one vessel. But im amar arela shishim ve'echad, but if he says 61 isaron, then maybe shishim bikli echad, ve'echad bikli echad. He has to bring 60 in one vessel and one in the other. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is 60 isaron of flour, that's the maximum amount of a mincha offering that can be brought in one vessel. Anything more than that has to be brought in more vessels. And why? Shechein tzibur maybe biyom tov arishon shel chag, because we found that the tzibur offering, the community offering on the first day of the chag, which the Kati brings as the chag of Sukkot, not Shavuot, shechalios b'Shabbos, which falls on Shabbos, shishim ve'echad, that was 61 isaron. And why breaks it down? We have 13 bullocks, which each had 3 isarons, 2 rams, which each had 2 isarons, 14 lambs, which each had 1 isaron, and that's a total of 57. And then there was the Musaf offerings of Sukkot, and the Musaf offerings, and the Tamid offerings, and the Shabbat Musaf offerings. If you add all of the isarons together that come with those offerings, it comes to 61. And Dayo Layachid, it's enough for an individual, Shepachos Minat Tzibur Echad, that it's the maximum he can bring is one less than the maximum the community brings. Amar Rabbi Shimon says to him, "Valo elu leparim ve'elu lekvasim." Rabbi Shimon doesn't like this analogy. He says because the mincha offerings of the parim and the mincha offerings of the kvasim, of the bullocks and of the lambs, he says va'enam nivalim zeim ze. They don't mix together. They can't be, the mincha offerings of the two can't be mixed. So how can you say that that's the, you know, where do you get to 61? You can't re-add them together. Don't add them together. So Ela ad shishim yecholim lehibalel. He says it's a different reason. The reason is because 60 is the amount that can be mixed up with the oil. There was always one log of oil. That was it. That used to come with a mincha offering. And the maximum amount that one log of oil can mix with is with 60 sarons. So I'm a loy, shishim nivalim, v'shishim v'echad ein nivalim. Are you telling me that it'll mix with 60 and one mix with 61? So I'm a lehim, he answered back to him, kol midas chachamim kain. All the measurements of the rabbis are so. For example, ba'arim sayah, 40 sayah. In a mikveh, you can have 40 sayah of water. Hu tovel, and you can tovel in it, you can dip in it. Ba'arim sayah, chaser kutav, but it's got even a little bit lacking. He's telling me you can't dip in that. So he's pointing out that even a little bit less in the mikveh, you can't go in it. That's the way the rabbis set it up. When they set an amount, they stuck to the amount, even though a little bit more, a little bit less, wouldn't actually really make that difference. But they were exact with their measurements. So that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. So machlokas, so everyone agrees that 60 isaron is the maximum, but a machlokas as to whether you learn it out from the offerings or whether it was the rabbis that fixed that amount and you can't go more than that. And then completely different topics is the Mishnah says ein misnamdim loig shnam v'chamisha. You can't bring a free will offering of 1 log, 2 or 5 logs. So this is talking about one, a free will one offering, and you can't bring it of 1, 2 or 5. Avol misnavdim shloshi. You've got to bring 3 or 4. Arba v'shisha or 6 or mishisha ulamala or 6 and above. And the reason is that when they brought the animals, when they brought it with the animals, a lamb requires 3 logs with the animal, 4 logs are brought with a ram, 6 logs with a bullock, and from 6 and up you can make it up out of one of these amounts. So because those are the amounts that are brought with the animal offerings, though, if you just want to bring one as a separate free will offering, you've got to stick to those amounts.